From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Spanish Prime Minister gives deadline. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy Wednesday gave the Catalan regional government 8 days to clarify its intention to declare independence. He demanded confirmation whether or not independence was declared after regional president Carles Puigdemont on Tuesday pronounced he had a mandate to do so but suspended it pending talks with Madrid. The Catalan government has been given until Monday to respond. If independence was declared, it is being given another 3 days to reverse course. Monash University analyst Stuart King said the prime minister, criticized for the police crackdown during the October 1st independence referendum, struck the right note.
I think it's a very astute move on the part of the central government in a response to what was a very ambiguous statement in the Catalan parliament.
Carlos Rivadulla, president of the Association of Catalan Business, says that he believes he knows why the Catalan leader did not outright secede on Tuesday.
Probably one of the main reasons why yesterday regional president did not declare directly and forward independence was the pressure from the business corporate community.
Under the Constitution, Spain can dismiss the Catalan government, impose direct rule, and call for new elections. Pakistan military announced Thursday it has rescued U.S. national Caitlin Coleman and her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle, along with their 3 children, from a tribal region bordering Afghanistan. The couple went missing in Afghanistan in 2012, and the Afghan Taliban later claimed responsibility for abducting them. The insurgents had been demanding release of their prisoners in exchange for the 2 hostages who gave birth to the 3 children while in captivity. This is VOA News. Kenya's electoral board said Wednesday all 8 candidates from the annulled August 8th presidential election can take part in the repeat poll October 26th, including main opposition leader Raila Odinga, despite his decision to withdraw. Police fired tear gas on opposition supporters Wednesday. Several people were hurt as thousands heeded Odinga's call and took to the streets demanding electoral reform. Palestinian Hamas faction says it has reached a deal with its rival Fatah over its political reconciliation. Fatah leader Ismail Haniyeh issued a statement Thursday saying the 2 sides had struck an agreement after 2 days of talks in Cairo under what he called Egypt's generous sponsorship. In Northern California, the death toll is now at 23, as firefighters faced with high winds and low humidity battle out-of-control wildfires that have destroyed thousands of homes and businesses. Hundreds of people are missing and unaccounted for. More than 20 blazes have scorched nearly 70,000 hectares across 9 counties since Sunday. Jerry Brown is the state's governor.
We've had big fires in the past. This is one of the biggest, most serious. It's not over.
The Sonoma County city of Santa Rosa is hard hit area with blocks of neighborhoods virtually obliterated by the fires. Ken Pimlott is the director of California Fire.
While we yesterday had a brief respite from the winds, we have returned today to red flag conditions, very dry humidities, 8% in many locations.
Firefighters are struggling to strengthen fire containment lines in an effort to stem the fires advanced. President Donald Trump is expected to announce this week whether he will decertify Iran's compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, giving Congress 60 days to decide whether to reimpose U.S. sanctions. Republican Congressman Ed Royce chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
As flawed as the deal is, I believe we must now enforce the hell out of it. Let's work with allies to make certain that international inspectors have better access to possible nuclear sites, and we should address the fundamental sunset shortcoming, as our allies have recognized.
Mr. Trump faces an October 15th decision on certification. Floods in Vietnam have left at least 43 people dead and dozens missing. Heavy rains are blamed on a tropical depression that inundates the northern and central parts of the country. More than 20 were injured by the flooding and the landslides. Thousands have been evacuated and thousands of homes damaged or destroyed. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.